Wow, that was awesome. Did you see some lights there? Did you see some lights glowing? I did. You know, the Christmas story is really about a whole bunch of people that all saw the same thing, but they all came to different conclusions. That's for sure. Back around the turn of the century, 20th century, there was an English manufacturer of shoes, and they were decreasing in sales, and they wanted to diversify and hit a different market. The director of that company called two of their most successful salesmen forward and proposed the idea that they go out and investigate the country of Africa for the selling of shoes. Both of those salesmen took separate individual trips to check out things in Africa. Just a couple days down in Africa, the first salesman, called his director back and said this, "I've got bad news, boss. Nobody wears shoes. There aren't any shoe salesmen. There are no shops. I think there's 0% chance that we could sell anything down here." A couple days later, the second salesman called the boss, and he called with a lot of eagerness and anticipation. And he said this, "Boss, nobody wears shoes here. There are no shops that sells shoes. I have 100% certainty that our sales will go through the roof if we sell shoes down here in Africa." You've probably heard that story before. I like that story because it's about two people seeing the same thing, coming to very different conclusions about what they saw. And as I'm thinking about the Christmas message, I have to think that that's actually what happens here with the coming of the Savior of the world. In Matthew chapter 2, there are three kind of groups of people that all saw the same thing. The wise men, the scholars, they were called priests, and then finally the king, the politician of the day, King Herod. They all came to different conclusions about what they saw. They all saw the star. The scholars, you'd think that they would take the short trip just a few miles away to Bethlehem, at least show some effort to get to the manger. Nope, they never made it. Check out our manger scene out in front of the church. There are no scholars or priests. There's no figures. They're not represented. Never made it to the manger. They were interested in Jesus only as an academic enterprise. Then let's think about Herod. Herod saw the star, heard the prophecy. He believed it to be true. You'd think that Herod, with all his resources, he was the Elon Musk of his day, most wealthy person in the entire world, first century, seriously. You'd think with his resources that he'd hire a limousine, a.k.a. a camel, and go just a short distance to hit up Bethlehem. Nope, not at all. He's not out on our major scene either, by the way. When Dan put it out, he's not out there, right, Dan? No, there is no... Nope, all right, thank you. Yeah. Then we got the magi, the wise men. You know, they traveled 400 miles, 2 to 3 weeks on foot or on camel, maybe a month if they were on foot. See, they came to a different conclusion. They believed that Jesus was the Messiah. That made all the difference in the world. And you see, they're kind of like that second salesman. They saw potential and opportunity in leaving room for Jesus to be the Savior of their lives. My friends, this applies to us, I believe, this Christmas in this way. It's going to be helpful for us, all of us, if we take the attitude of the Magi. I believe in my heart, my friends, that God is placing lights right in front of us in 2022, Christmas, right now. It could be as simple as a sunrise that you see in the morning in the next couple of weeks. It could be the gift of a newborn to a family that's been waiting for a baby for some years. It could be just geese migrating south, just something that warms your heart. It could be a card that someone sends you in your loneliness and touches you. It could be most definitely something that you heard today. Wasn't it amazing to hear our youth just share scripture passages from their heart, sing songs? One little phrase. God is in the business of placing lights in front of us. And if if we're going to really capture it, we're going to be like the Magi and put together those lights that God has placed in front of us, one by one, put them together, and we'll see that God is with us this Christmas. We can live securely in hope. The darkness does not overcome us, doesn't overwhelm us. Now, personal confession, I have to admit in my life that at times I've too often kept track of darkness. Maybe someone hurt me in my past. I keep track of it, tally mark. Maybe I heard the news that on a particular night, a lot of darkness in the news. Maybe the church. Someone hurt my feelings. So, Pastor, that's happened. That could be a tally mark. And on it goes. We keep track of the darkness. But you see what Christmas is about? It's really about one light shining. And the three Magi leaned into it, and they realized that God was with them.